All right, very cool. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. That is track 5 called Where Ghosts Can't Hide off the brand-new Mikey Pauker record. Extraordinary Love, and I do believe this is the release date, isn't it?
Yeah, we just came out of the album today.
Awesome, man. Couldn't have timed that out more perfect.
Thank you so much for having me on the release day. Thank
you. No problem. Welcome back to our community radio station.
Sure.
Where you been, man? You've been playing some shows around the country, and now you're back?
Yeah, so I was all over the country, you know, back and forth in between recording the album, but playing different festivals. Recently was up in near Pescadero, like a festival for 4 days. And then before that, I was at Burning Man for a week, playing a bunch of gigs there. So
that's rad.
Yeah, it's nice being back, though, in Laguna. You know, at the end of the summer, it's the most beautiful time of the year. So I'm really thankful.
What is Burning Man like? I've never been out there. Was that your first time performing at Burning Man?
No, I mean, it was my second year performing there, my fifth time going.
Cool.
I love it, and played about a gig a day, and then also coordinated the Kabbalat Shabbat, like the...
Oh, wow.
Up there, so I lead that. There's 400 people in a giant dome, and we're doing that, and it's one of the craziest...
400 people showed up for that?
Yeah.
For your, what is it essentially? A Shabbat service?
Yeah, so Shabbat is, it's the day of rest. You know, it says in the Torah that God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day, God rested. And so, so do we, but we also praise, and what I see is praising through music. And so it's a ritual just getting present to the week that you've had and to complete that. And it's just a really festive
That's
event.
That's cool that you could coordinate that amongst a bunch of festival types at Burning Man, man.
Yeah, where everyone's coming from everyone's in a different state of mind completely, so that's...
Totally.
That's always a trip.
You told me, again, Mikey Pauker in studio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Extraordinary Love is the record. You told me you've been sitting on this one for a couple months now. There was like a soft release, right, a couple months back?
There was, yes.
Yeah, what was the case, and I guess... Right. Tell us about that. Okay. You know, why the soft release and why this grandiose or whatever hard release, if you will.
So my theory, you know, these days with a lot of independent artists is that with the easy accessibility of social media and being able to put your music up on iTunes also comes the idea where you finish your album and you can just put it online and then it comes out and then who knows about it. So we released the album, we finished it in April, and we did a lot of different mixing and mastering. And then we did a soft release at Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles. And the idea was to just, you know, it was my hard copy came out, and it was to only printed 300 of them. And it was the idea was to just get the music out there for people to hear and to get feedback. And so in the process, I signed with a PR agency called Banks Media.
Cool.
And they took me up as one of their clients for the past summer. And in that process, you know, they got me into a whole bunch of different publications, just writing about the album. And the process there is really creating story about the music and to then, as people are asking, when's the album coming out, when's the album coming out, finally releasing it
right
months later. So it just creates all this anticipation. And now it's finally out. And what I'm hearing right now is people are just running to their computers and downloading the album. Which
That's
you
awesome.
Should do right now too.
Where can people download the new record?
You can go to iTunes right now and download the album, and also Bandcamp, Amazon Music, Spotify. You could stream it there. But yeah, it's basically on almost every digital retailer out right now.
Right. I definitely see your decision making and the fact that you want to create a buzz, especially on social media and stuff like that, you know, for the record, before it is really available to the public. Mikey Pauker is here in studio. Where was this all recorded, man?
I actually recorded at Banks. So Banks, the PR team, also has a studio, and it's located in Los Angeles in this area called Pico Robertson. And it's like Center City area.
Yeah.
And recorded it with producer D-Wan is his name. He's really well known for his remixes of Lana Del Rey and the XX, and
nice.
Produces this group called Bonham and Y Love, and took me up as his newest artist. And
that's great, man. Was it easy to work with a new person in the studio, you know, who you were unfamiliar with going into it? Was it a good fit for you?
You know, I've known him for a few years, and I've been sending him my demos for a long time.
Yeah.
And he actually, when I first started sending him my demos, he said he didn't know what to do with my music, because he's a hip-hop and electronic producer.
Yeah.
And for me, what I wanted to do was work with somebody who was completely different than me. Because if you look at people like CeeLo, okay, anybody, or like the Black Keys, they worked with DJ Danger Mouse, and you know, right? So the idea is that you find a producer who's doing something and completely different than you in an amazing way.
Wow.
And that's what my idea was, to find a producer doing nothing like that I'm doing, to, and then to collaborate and to create something that is not in a genre. So when people ask you what kind of music, you could kind of create your own thing.
Sure. That's interesting, man. You actually said that there's a lot of different genres on this record, you know, songs. I mean, if you're fans of, you know, the Arcade Fire, there might be a couple songs here for you. There's even a reggae type of vibe you were telling me, which is very cool. If it would be agreeable to you, actually, you did bring your guitar, which is super rad.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Is that your go-to Taylor guitar? They're more or less local, right?
Yeah, they're out here near San Diego.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I'm actually going to buy a new guitar very soon. So I'm trying to think if I want to go back to do a Taylor or some other guitar. But I've had this since I was 15. You know,
oh, no way,
long. This is I play this guitar no matter where I go, and it's been great. But it's now I'm at a place where all my songs, like I said, are in different tunings. And so when you're playing live, there's a lot of transitions. So if I have a guitar tech and a second guitar, then I won't have an issue of holding space like that.
Are we planning a CD release party?
This is it.
This is
the party.
This is it.
The next show that we have local is at a showcase called Honey Pot Lot Unlimited.
Yeah.
And it's at November 18th at the Mint in Los Angeles. And we play at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It's a free showcase. And every week they have different music supervisors from TV shows come out and speak. And DJs perform. So it's like an industry night. Oh. And it's free. And it's 18 and up. And there's a lot of free giveaways. And they also record a radio show live at the show and sponsor that.
Wow.
So we're going to be playing live then on November 18th.
But cool. Who's we?
My band.
Okay.
So, you know, it all...
And they're not here today.
No, they're not. I mean, you know, we're kind of all over the place. Different musicians are on the road, and different people are here and there. So I thought the easiest way to come and present Extraordinary Love today would be mano y mano, just
cool.
Me and you.
Just you, but...
And my mom, of course. My mom's...
You brought your mom, which is super rad as well, but who are we missing in the band?
So, you know, it depends on the show, but, you know, my main music helper is his name is Josh Goldberg, and he's actually attending USC, and he's in the pop music program there, and he's helping me out with music direction. He played keys on a lot of the album.
Cool.
and also did a lot of vocal production with me, and also my producer D-Wan, he's a DJ,
right?
And he actually does live electronic sampling when we play live, so it's
cool.
He's doing that and all that kind of stuff. And then for percussion, I mean, he holds that down most of the time. And then with the other musicians, we bring them in according to the budget of the festival or kind of what the program is.
Right.
But those are the core people, just us three.
Again, Mikey Palker in studio on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself, or is it usually just that go-to guitar?
I mean,
you?
It's just a guitar. I can play bass, I rap, I sing, cool. Harmonica. But, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not... I would say professional on every instrument, but I do the best I can to make the sound that appears at that time.
Right on, man. Well, would you mind ripping into a song for us here at our Pearl Street Studios?
I love that. That'd
all
be
right.
Great.
And then we'll play another track off the record, but you were kind enough to come in and you're going to perform a couple songs for us, which is super rad. Again, the new record is available to the public right now. Extraordinary Love, Mikey Palker in studio. And what'd you want to play first?
So this is a song called Zion.
Cool.
And it's on the new album.
Is there a story behind this particular song that you want to give us, or you just want to play it?
Well, the idea is that I was living in Jerusalem for some time, and I was out there doing some just spiritual work and learning. And in the process of being there, it was the idea that no matter where you are, that you feel totally connected to, if it's Jerusalem or if it's Laguna Beach or no matter where it is that you could actually tap into that through a state of mind instead of having to be in these places. It's not really about the community. It's not really about the location of the place, but it's more about the community that shows up. So state of mind and community.
Sure. Well, that makes sense to me, although it is very powerful to be there in Jerusalem yourself, actually there. Yeah, it's like a feeling like no other. All right, Mikey Palker in studio on member-supported KX93.5 whenever you are ready, my friend.
Love yourself like you love your mother, my friend. The world is spinning, it's really shifting. Love, love, love saves all. Words can't crumble, words can't fall. Calm it down. Calm your words down. Calm them down. Calm your words down. Inside you lives Zion. Inside you is Zion. Inside you lives Zion. Inside you is. Give to the world like you give to your lover, my friend. Give to your lover all of your soul. Let down all of your walls. Words can't crumble, words can't fall. Slow it down. Slow your words down. Slow them down. Slow your words down. Inside you lives Zion. Inside you is Zion. Inside you lives Zion. Inside you. Inside you is Jerusalem. Zion is here. Inside you is Jerusalem. Zion is here. Inside us is Jerusalem. Zion is here. Inside us is Jerusalem. Zion is here. Here. Inside you is Zion. Inside you is Zion. Inside you lives Zion. Inside you is. Inside you lives Zion. Inside you is Zion. Inside you lives Zion. Inside you is.
Very cool. I imagine you're done unless I could add to the song. I don't have any instruments or anything. Mikey Pauker is the musician that was live in studio right here on our Pearl Street Studios. Track 2 off the new record. Zion is the song. The record's available now. Extraordinary Love. Who did the artwork for this, and what beach are you standing on in this photo, man?
What do you think? What beach do you think I am standing on?
Probably somewhere near Laguna Beach. That would be my first guess.
So I'll tell you, that is actually taken on a rock right below, what's that Mexican restaurant?
Right here.
In Main Street. Las Brisas?
Yeah.
So right below it, there's a bunch of sandstone.
Cool.
And I literally shot that. My friend Natalie Zigdon is the photographer. Mm-hmm. She took a picture of me sitting on the rock. And then also the person who designed it, his name is Cameron Latham. And he makes, I found him on this website where you could just find different artists. And yeah, so he put that together and
wow,
and it all came together.
That's nice, man. Yeah. So you're a local.
Yeah, I'm from.
Is that the case?
It is. I'm originally from Laguna Niguel.
What sort of music were you, I guess, were you exposed to growing up?
Well, my mom.
Like, what were your folks listening to and stuff?
She listened to a lot of Fleetwood Mac.
Cool.
So I think my first concert I ever went to was a Fleetwood Mac concert.
Oh, nice.
At the Verizon Wireless.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad loved The Dead, which didn't rub off on me because I don't really like them that much. But
is that right?
But yeah, that's a group that they like. But what else? You like Annie Lennox? Yeah. I'm just saying what music my mother.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, usually when you have older siblings or parents who are cool and know, you know, what's rad in music. I don't know. I think that's always a plus.
Yeah, but Paul Simon, Graceland was like, you know, an album we listened to a lot as a kid.
Cool. What's one record that you just need to have always that you'll never give to a friend?
Bon Iver.
Cool. Like, some new stuff, huh?
Well, that album, his newest album that came out.
Yeah.
It's not I'm a Forever, but don't know the name of it. But I listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
I listen to that album all the time. That album, and then also Damien Rice O.
Okay.
Which is it's an incredible album.
Who turned you on to that stuff?
When I was going to San Francisco State, actually a friend of mine, his name is Liam McCormick. He showed me that group, and he's actually in a group called The Family Crest, and they're like a pretty
oh my goodness,
well-established.
I've heard of them for sure.
Yeah. He's a friend of mine. We went to college together. They're pretty big. They play a lot of big festivals.
Sure.
So yeah, he's the lead singer of that group and the founder of The Family Crest.
Oh,
and
nice.
We used to listen to him in cursive a lot, with a lot of indie groups when I was in college.
Right on.
So yeah.
Again, Mikey Pauker in studio right now on KX93.5. He is a local with a brand new record out right now. By the way, going back to the Hotel Cafe, is that one of your favorite venues to play? Or where is one of your favorite venues?
The Hotel Cafe is right up there with one of my favorite places.
Why is that?
The sound. Mm-hmm. As an artist, you know, they really pay attention to making every person sound incredible.
That's so great.
And a lot of venues, I mean, I would say they don't take the time for that. I also play the Mint, and the Mint has always been like a home base for us as well.
Cool.
But, you know, those two places up there, I mean, down here in Laguna, I used to play at local coffee shops before I did anything. And, you know, I think that you could transform any space into a really great venue. You just have to have the community there, right? And then hopefully ideal sound.
What's one venue or festival that you've played that people would be surprised by?
Surprised?
Yeah.
I mean, I played it
somewhere in the world. I mean, you've traveled a bunch, correct?
This year.
Where's some of the remote places that you played before?
I performed at Jacob's Ladder Festival this year.
I heard that was a cool thing. Wasn't Jason Fetty there as well?
Yeah, so Jason Fetty, who's the other DJ on the station and also a good friend of mine, he recommended that I get in contact with the folk community of Israel when I went out there for my big trip to live in Israel. Mm-hmm. And in the process, I played one gig in Tel Aviv that turned into a handful of other showcases all over Israel when the festival Jacob's Ladder asked me to perform as like one of the artists on the small stages. This is 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we played, and it went pretty well. And then the next year, they invited me to perform on the main stage. That was this year. And it's beautiful because it's right on the water of Tiberias. So Tiberias is there's four holy cities in Israel, right? And they represent different elements. There's Jerusalem, which resembles the element fire.
Yeah.
There's Hebron, which is where Adam and Eve and all the prophets are buried, which is a big tomb in the ground, so it resembles earth. Then you have Air, which is where Kabbalah comes from, which is Sfat up in the north.
Sure.
And then you have Tiberias, which is on the lake, which is water. It's the resemblance of water.
Is that by the Kinneret, or am I way off?
It's the same thing.
Okay.
The Kinneret is...
And they have a music festival right there?
Right on the water, on the beach.
That's so cool.
So, I mean, it's amazing. It's Balkan music, folk, bluegrass, country. It's an Anglo-Saxon festival in Israel.
Nice.
And it's where like artists like one of the most famous artists in Israel, his name is David Broza, and he had a huge career. It's where he first got started.
Nice.
And so they really do cultivate a lot of international and local acts from Israel and really help bring them up.
That's an annual thing, that Jacob's Ladder Festival?
Yeah, I think it's been going on for over 20 years. It's
cool.
Been around for a very long time.
Well, that's an interesting place to play a show,
yeah.
My friend.
Yeah, it's different than, you know, playing locally. But
oh, yeah. Cool. Big time. Yeah. I imagine you have a lot of new listeners and fans because of, you know, playing abroad. Let's play another song off the record if that would be agreeable to you.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Then you
could
tune your instrument and come back and we could play some more. What did we agree on? Miracle of You? Is that what we said we were going to play?
Yeah, Miracle
All right,
of
so
you.
That's track 4 off the brand new EP, LP, I don't LP, I guess. Yeah. I don't even know what to call these records anymore. Actually, I'm holding a CD. It's track 4, Miracle of You. Extraordinary Love is the new album from Mikey Pauker, who is in studio right now. I'm just going to hit play and more from our Pearl Street studios in just a few minutes, you guys. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. And then he hit us with the fiddle. That would be Mikey Pauker, something new off his new record. And what was that song called again? The CD's way over there.
Miracle of You.
Miracle of You. Who else is singing on that?
My friend Hannah Emerson.
Cool.
We found her on YouTube. She was just a YouTube extraordinaire singer. And
nice.
A friend of mine introduced us, and I was like, I have to have her. So we contacted her, and somehow she said yes, and she came in.
Right.
And so, my buddy Jacob Sheehan, too. He's in Chile now. He moved out there to be with his girlfriend. But he's also on that.
So how much of that, like, that song in particular, I guess, like, how much of it was written in the studio, or how much was it written beforehand? Like, was there a lot of tweaking in the studio, or were you just guys ready? Were you guys just ready to get in there and record?
So there were some songs that were more like a co-write, you know, like where Ghosts Can't Hide, D1 and I had it like an outline for what I wanted to do, and he came in and really helped build the song with me. And then songs like Miracle of You, I wrote with my dad.
Oh, cool. And that was just ready to go. You came in here, and I imagine you added some certain things in the production process, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had, the whole Channing thing actually wasn't even there yet. When we were in the studio, we're like, what can we add here? And Jake and I just started singing that, whoa, whoa, the whole Channing thing. And then, you know, we kind of added on it. And we also invited in about 15 people on that track to just like chant and clap and stomp. So,
cool.
You know, it's all kind of an organic process when you're making the music. But, I think that one came out more organically than others.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, dude, from what I've heard, the record sounds great to me. You should be very proud of this stuff. It's Extraordinary Love from Mikey Pauker in studio right now. I'm sure I asked you before, but after this, where are you off to? A few more shows, maybe another tour?
Yeah. In 2 weeks, I'm headed out to North Carolina for a gig, and then Baltimore, Boston, Oklahoma, and I just got off the phone with, I think, either Atlanta or out near the Keys, Florida Keys. I just booked another. I mean, it all really depends, but and then in December, I just found out that I'm performing my first festival in the UK. I just got booked out there, and then we're doing a European tour.
Dude, that's so awesome. You're working hard, and that's great.
Yeah, a lot of shows. So, yeah. And look out for the new music video, too. We're going to release one in the next month for Top of the World.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Top of the World, does that mean the community that we live at here? The Top of the World. I guess for the people listening outside of Laguna, what would be Top of the World?
The Top of the World would be the highest place that you could be both emotionally and physically. It's the top of the mountain.
Sure. And I guess they also refer to the top of the hill here as Top of the World if you're a Laguna Beach local, right?
They do, and it's nice. And for anybody who's not been to Top of the World in Laguna Beach, please go do yourself a favor and go.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, this is already such a destination, like location or whatever. Lots of tourism.
Thanks.
My first summer was spent here in Laguna Beach this year, and it was awesome, man. You know, they have that free trolley running up and down Coast Highway, and everybody's walking around in bathing suits, and it was pretty cool. But now they're all away, and now our sleepy little town is more quiet.
Yeah, I like it like this. I like it. This time of year, I think, is the best time of year to be here.
It's nice, man. Yeah. Again, Mikey Pauker is in studio. The website again?
MikeyPauker.com, MikeyPauker.
Cool. And then what did you want to play next?
This is a song called The Light, and it's featuring a rapper, guest rapper, who usually raps on it. His name is Y-Love. And, yeah.
Will you be doing the rapping parts by yourself today?
I'm going to be rapping it.
I love it.
And, you know, it's funny. When it came to this track, he literally came into the studio and on the spot rapped out the rap. And the first take, we took it. And it was like kind of like the idea when Van Halen ripped down the solo on Bad, right? Michael Jackson Bad. He did it in one take.
Wow.
And this was the same kind of thing where this guy channeled the intention of the song, which is taken from a Hasidic text. And he was able to, like, on the spot, just channel it, and somehow it all worked out.
Before you rip into that, what are some of the themes on this record? Is it more so a spiritual type of vibe the whole way through?
The idea, you know, is just making it accessible for people to connect with their spiritual connector. And the idea is to pull out the sparks in all people, to know that, you know, all people are created with divinity in them, and that for people to, you know, listen to the album and also feel inspired and transformed to want to connect deeper. The themes are love. You know, love is a foundation for all faiths, all religions, you know, but also mysticism and the idea of connecting with your body and your soul and connecting with a higher power. And also, too, unity. In the process, I read a lot of ancient texts, and I got my inspiration from text that was, you know, thousands of hundreds of years old, if not thousands. And, you know, that is really what has fueled me as a songwriter. And at the same time, too, being on the road and having these experiences at these festivals like Burning Man, you know, has a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm sure a lot of people hearing you right now are very intrigued, and you could pick up his record and listen to it if you'd like. It is Extraordinary Love by Mikey Pauker. So, again, what do you want to play now?
So this is a song called The Light.
Cool. Whenever you are ready, my friend, and is there anything else I could do?
I just want to say thanks for your amazing interview. It's been really easy.
Cool. Thanks for coming through.
Sure.
This is one of my favorite things to do is I get performances right in front of my face, you know, in an intimate setting, and nobody else is here except for our listeners. Mikey Pauker in studio whenever you're ready, my friend.
Out from the desert, out from the water, into free land. Eifo Mitzrayim, Eretz Mitzrayim, this is our plan. We come great in numbers, with sisters and brothers, to share our lives. ain't so surrounds us. We're vessels we must trust to share our flight. We do it all for you. Oh, oh. 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 I do it for you, 'cause who am I? I'm just another brother from the Father in the sky. Just another reason for the figure of the why. All they need is vision, but the freedom from the lies. The world is one, and so are we, and so are they. It ain't community, it's unity like fusion be. Truthfully, there's no confusing me, 'cause I know who I gotta be, and what I do goes accordingly. All that I do, all that I am, and everything I say when I get up to take a stand. Every note of feeling that you're feeling from the band. Every written lyric when it's coming from my hand. It ain't from the benefit, understand it. Just know that you're my biggest fan. I do it all for you. Oh, oh. We do it all for you. Oh, oh. We do it all for you. Oh, oh. We do it all for you. Oh, oh. The light, oh yes, I mean you. The light, oh yes, I need you. The light, oh yes, I feel you. I found the rhythm of your soul, yes, it beats too. The light, oh yes, I mean you. The light, oh yes, I need you. The light, oh yes, I feel you. I found the rhythm of your soul, yes, it beats too. The light, oh yes, I mean you. The light, oh yes, I need you. The light, oh yes, I feel you. I found the rhythm of your soul, yes, it beats too. The light, oh yes, I mean you. The light, oh yes, I need you. The light, oh yes, I feel you. I found the rhythm of your soul. Yes, it beats to the innocent rays from the mountain peaks across the river where the daylight breaks. Yes, I believe in you and me. Yeah. The innocent rays from the mountain peaks across the river where the daylight breaks. Yes, I believe in you and me. Yeah. Whoa.
Awesome. Mikey Pauker in studio on KX93.5. I'm the only one clapping because I'm really the only one in the studio with you, man. That sounded great. We love your positive message in your music, and hopefully you'll keep us in the loop as far as everything musically in the future.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
I'm really happy to be here, and I'm just going to celebrate all night. This is I'm so excited the album's out and that I was able to come here with you, Mookie, and cool. I'll make sure to listen and keep – don't be a stranger with me as well. Make sure to –
yeah,
you know, keep me in the loop with what you're up to.
Absolutely. We're going to hear some of these songs from time to time on the air here on KX93.5. And anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far?
You know, easy thing to do is just go to my website. Everything is there. You know, MikeyPauker.com. I have, you know, some videos out and this new album to say. And that, you know, just if you want music that's really going to elevate your experience and really give you a little bit, you know, a view of something that you might not have seen before or heard before,
right?
Take a listen to my album.
Awesome.
I promise that whatever you hear, I'm sure it's going to be different than anything you've ever heard before.
Mikey Pauker, thank you so much for taking the time. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you.